Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to talk about today, but mostly we will discuss how the Wu Flu scam is blowing up in the faces of the leftists who perpetrate it. At some point, we could be dead and buried. It could be next year. It could be in the next 100 years. But somebody's going to reveal what's happening here. The lies about this scam leak out daily. And I'm going to tell you something. The left cannot keep a lid on this. And as you reflect on this scam, I want you to think about every other thing that the left has done and lied to you, to your face. And you just were told to grin and bear it. January the 6th. Hey, let me just quote the Clayton, what was his name? Clayton Williams ran for governor in Texas. If you're getting raped at some point, you should just lay down and enjoy it. Well, that's what's happening to us, and the Democrats are essentially saying that. January the 6th, a scam. Russian collusion, a scam. Joe Biden getting 82 million votes, a scam. What Dominion did, a scam. Everything covered up, all this stuff. And this Wu Flu thing is the biggest money grab. It is putting more money in the pockets of elitists around the world than you can even imagine. Forget the stock market and manipulation of that. This is the biggest scam in the history of mankind. But before we get into this subject more depth, I want to discuss the anti-campaign. Anti. The left runs nothing but anti-campaigns against us. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Yep. So I'm going to take you on a little ride here, and I'm going to explain to you what's going on, how this manipulation is occurring. We alluded to, wait, I don't even say we alluded to it, we talked about it, but you could cover any of these subjects in depth. I'm talking about case studies at a collegial level to say, let's figure out how this mass manipulation is occurring. And what's the there's origins to it, of course, and the origins are always leftism and their seeking of money and power. But when it plays itself out, there is no end game that wins. So I'm just going to ask you a simple question to begin this. Are you an anti-vaxxer? Now, please allow me to answer for you. The answer is likely no. I have friends who didn't get their kids diphtheria, tetanus, blah blah blah, the cocktail of things that we would get as kids. It used to put that little thing on your arm. Remember that little button you carried on your arm for a lot of years? We all had it. It was a tag, the mark of the beast for all intents and purposes. Well, I have friends. They do not. Their child has never been vaccinated. They've been vaccinated because their parents did it, but when they became adults, they made the decision that, and did a bunch of research and said, my kid doesn't need it. And their kid, healthy young man, has never been vaccinated. Good for him. His body just makes all the antibodies that are necessary for him to fight stuff off naturally, and he may very well be patient zero in the zombie apocalypse for all we know, because there are very few people who can say that. But here's what I will tell you. Most of us have gotten shots in our youth, and we've even gotten shots as we've aged. And I'll give you an example. I've gotten a shot, and the dentist gave me a shot, to numb my arm. I got a shot when I had surgery. They numbed me. I mean, I'm talking about superficial surgery. They numbed me in that spot, and I was happy to take that cane drug. I didn't want to feel any pain. So you may be anti-Wu Flu vaccination, and for good reason, but my bet is you've taken a shot for something in your life. Maybe you got a nail in your foot and you took a tetanus shot. I did. I grew up in the country. Heck, we were always doing something that was going to get you an infection. I took a shot. You may even be one of these people to say, you know what, Kev, I take the flu shot every year as a preventative. I don't do it, but millions of people do. I honestly can't remember when I got a shot in the last 5 years, but I can guarantee you this. I got one, and I mentioned the dentist, and I'm talking about even beyond that. I got something else, but I honestly can't remember. The fact is, the so-called anti-vaxxers are nothing of the sort. You're not an anti-vaxxer. If somebody came along and said, hey, yeah, I mean, I don't get enough cold. I haven't had a cold in ages. But if they came along and said, hey, there is a shot for arthritis and it works, you take it. But forget shots. It's not just about shots. That's one way to get something into your bloodstream. Do you take pills? I mean, we've been backed into the corner of being anti-vaxxers, and we're even in the corner of being anti-science. And the majority of people listening to me right now, you've gotten a shot, you've taken a shot, and you've never even considered yourself an anti-vaxxer. What I'm telling you folks is there's a mind manipulation campaign going on here that you need to pay attention to. How can somebody tell you you're something that you're not? You are not anti-vaxxer. You're anti-WooFlu vaxxer. And the reason is you've done your research, which is what you're supposed to do. You know what? This is so funny to me. Go into a doctor's office, educated, and you know what many doctors will do? Oh, you must be looking at MedMD. You know, I'm the expert or whatever. But let me tell you, having had a little experience with some elderly in-laws and stuff like that, elderly relatives, and helping them through the morass of the medical system and getting educated on their illnesses, I can tell you this. We in our family, we go into every medical situation with knowledge that will make you, you'll wonder if we went through med school. Talk to Melissa about heart. She know there are cardiologists that marvel at what she knows about the heart. And the reason is, she understands because she's got a heart condition and she says, I'm going to know everything about it. You're not going to manipulate me. So what are you doing? You are going out, you're looking at this WooFlu thing and you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, there's a lot of side effects. There's a lot of things that need to be considered here before I decide to let you shoot me with this medicine. But you will take your vitamins. If you were to get, so if let something get pussy on your body, you know, where you have an infection, will you gladly take some sort of psyllium drug? Of course you will. You're not anti-vax, you're not anti-medicine, but they've made you believe that, and that's the manipulation. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don't let the left define you, folks. You are not anti-vax. You are anti-lies and anti-manipulation. You trust science that is time-tested. You trust aspirin for what they tell you it will do. You understand the potential side effects. Why? Because it's time-tested. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Let me tell you something. On this program, and many of you have been listening to me for years, I'm not trying to manipulate you. I want you to think for yourself. I encourage you to do that. Ask yourself why somebody wouldn't do that. Why would somebody tell you, look, whatever you do, just don't go in that room. Whatever you do, don't do so-and-so. I encourage you. I'm telling you, go into any room you choose. I'm speaking metaphorically. If I make a statement, check it out. Go, Kevin, hey, I don't know about this or that. Then call and enlighten me if I'm wrong, which is pretty rare, but enlighten me. I'm gonna be open-minded to it because I'm an adult. I want to know truth from fiction. It's that simple. The left are full of lies and manipulation. Look at the people they trust. Brian Williams. Forget Brian Williams. Brian Williams is a choir boy in making up stuff compared to Joey Demento Biden. This guy makes up stories. Even to this day, folks, he is in the office of the most powerful person in the world, and he still lies everywhere he goes. Doesn't matter. Oh, I got my first job at this lumber yard. And they're like, no, you didn't. Why would you lie about it? You're the president of the United States. You've achieved everything you want to achieve. Now, if anything, it's time to start cleaning up your act. You think he's going to clean up his act? Forget woo flu and climate farce and CRT and all these other BS big lies. Joe Biden lies about little crap. So does Jill. So does Hunter. It's a family of liars who's over a party of liars and manipulators, and they're telling you, you're anti-vax and you don't believe in science. Science. These are people that won't even admit that human life begins at conception. Look, folks, I don't profess to be a genius, though I am. And I will tell you this, I've known since the moment I became, you know, sentient and understood science, that when a sperm fertilizes an egg, that's when life begins. Nobody skipped it. So if you can't even accept something that's that basic, how dare you talk to me about science? You know nothing about science. You know the science of manipulation, which we'll get into. As you reflect on what I said earlier in this broadcast, I want you to ask yourself, why would somebody try to make you something you're not? Why would they do it? Let me use kids as an example. I've got four sons. If one of them, any of them, said, Dad, I want to be an artist, we don't have that gene. I've watched all of them draw. They don't have it. I'd be lying to them to say, oh, son, you're going to be the next Picasso. So you're either delusional or you're trying to manipulate. Now, look, if you want to tell your kiddo, you know, try hard, keep working at it, etc., I get that. But there's natural talent and then there's, you know, you can try to do something. You would probably, if you know this is what I've done, you would probably nudge your kids into the things that they're good at versus lying to them or manipulating them. Why? Because it's not going to do them any good to lie. It's that simple. I did almost an entire show on the government hiding Wu Flu related data the other day. Why? Because it's relevant. It's relevant for us to spread truth. And we talked about OSHA. OSHA had protected us by saying, employers, if you say to employees, you got to get this vaccine, the onus is on you to protect them. You better be prepared for the lawsuits, etc. Now OSHA's saying you don't even have to report the data. Forget about it. You don't even have to report data. Now this regime is pushing another vaccine, a booster, folks. Even the FDA is saying, hey, we better hold off on these boosters. And there's a reason for this, and maybe we'll get into it later in the broadcast. But essentially, the boosters are causing more people to get Wu Flu. The very epidemic scamdemic that these guys claim they want to prevent is actually creating an epidemic. Why? They need you to be scared. They need that fear. They live on it. Leftists love chaos. Here's what they said. The FDA panel voted to reject an effort by the Biden administration to begin rolling out COVID-19 booster vaccines next week, citing a lack of safety data. You really want me to get into the safety data aspect of this? video after video showing manipulation of the VAERS reporting system where they're supposed to report negative reactions. On the job, now OSHA, going back to OSHA, these guys saying, no, you don't need to report that. If somebody stubs their toe, report that on the job. If they smash their thumb on a press or something, report it. But if you mandate a shot, they get it, and they have an adverse reaction, or let's say they get the shot and the next day they come to work and they're flippity-flopping like a fish out of water, you know, you don't need to report that. Unless it's related directly to their job, it has nothing to do with the vaccine. You could have 1,000 employees, all of them get the shot, 200 of them come to the factory the next day, flippity-flopping around like fish, and OSHA will say, nope, not related to the shot. Unrelated to the job, ergo not related to the shot, ergo we're not going to report it. That's a lot of ergos, isn't it? Ergo, I'm going to shift back to another subject. So they go on. The rejection by the Independent Advisory Committee came after reviewing a 23-page briefing report issued by the FDA citing recent studies, leading the panel to recommend a third dose of the coronavirus vaccine only for Americans over 65, as well as those who are more at risk of contracting COVID. Let me tell you something. I don't care if you, as they say, from 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. You shouldn't get this shot until you are as comfortable as aspirin, or as comfortable as popping that vitamin C. Yeah, whatever, or whatever vitamins you might take. Why am I picking on C? I don't know. They say, the committee members said that more information will be required before it approves the vaccine for Americans 16 and older. You don't even need the vaccine for people 17 and under. How many times have I given the statistics on that? 73 million people at the time. I mean, that's how many kids are under 17, 17 or under. And there have been, up to the time that I reported this, there were 384 deaths. That's it. Now, that's tragic. Anybody dying from anything is tragic. But more kids died from suicide, drug overdoses, etc. And I'm talking by far. And they're talking about coming up with a vaccine for people under 17 years old. How many signals can I give you that this is a ruse, people?
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Search crews from more than a dozen agencies are back in the wetlands of southwest Florida looking for Brian Laundrie. He's the missing fiancé of homicide victim Gabby Petito. Investigators are searching for Laundrie in the Carlton Reserve, a big prairie and swampy area in Sarasota County. Laundrie went missing after his parents said he went for a hike in the park 10 days ago. Yesterday, an arrest warrant was issued for Laundrie after a federal grand jury indicted him for alleged unauthorized use of a debit card following Petito's death. After cheering the approval of the Pfizer COVID booster shots, President Biden has a message for everyone who has chosen not to get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. It can save your life, your life. It can save the lives of those around you.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Authorities in Tennessee now say 15 people were injured in a deadly shooting at a Kroger store just outside of Memphis. The gunman and one victim died at the scene on Thursday. The Democratic-led January 6 Commission is issuing subpoenas.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6 riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't profess to be a medical expert or anything, but I'll tell you this. I'm an expert at a heck of a lot more than the so-called experts that are giving Americans misinformation like Dr. Fauci the fraud. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Revealing the nonsense of the left, how they manipulate, what is the end game. And we're working through this together. I don't want you to think this is just about me. I want to inspire you to think about it. Go do a little bit more research. Everything is personal. I mean, I can talk about my experience with Wu Flu. One of my buddies called me up. He says, man, I got it. That was no big deal, man. I mean, it's a... And then I've had other people call me up and go, dude, that sucker knocked me out. Let me tell you, one of my buddies, he's a professional bodybuilder. And he called me up. He goes, yeah, man, I got the, you know, contracted the Wu Flu and all this. He goes, it was nothing. And I was like, dude, mine wasn't. And I'm slightly older than he is, but not a bit. But for him, it was nothing because, I don't know, maybe it's all them steroids he's pumping. But what his body, his personal experience with Wu Flu is what it is. And here's what I say to people. Oh, it exists. It's legit. It is a real version of the flu. I hadn't had a flu version like that in ages. Now, I did have a thing back two or three Januaries ago where I was coming back from Mar-a-Lago, and I had the worst sore throat of my life. I had a slight fever, but the sore throat, is what got me. And I thought it was strep. I went to the doctor. It turned out it wasn't. So I don't know what that was, but I'd never felt anything like that. Nobody's going to go and discover what it is. Or you tell me, hey, Kevin, you know, we're going to put the country on lockdown. And for all I know, I could have had an earlier version of the Wu Flu. I thought I did at the time until I got it. And when I got Wu Flu, I went, no, I didn't have it then, because it was definitely flu-like, but it had a twist to it, and my body could feel it. And it was in my lungs, even though I could still breathe okay and all that, because I'm relatively fit. But my bodybuilder buddy, it was like, no, Kev, it was nothing. You know, I had a couple days of this or that. Other people, not much at all. You guys know the drill on Wu Flu. Anyway, I want to talk about this interview by a guy named Dr. Peter Bregan. I got sent this, and I'm always happy when people give me stuff, because especially when I'm able to look at it and say, makes sense. Much of what I tell you will be things we've already discussed, but I want you to, and this has a little different twist because we're going to talk about the psychology of this whole thing. Anyway, Dr. Peter Bregan, known as, quote, the conscience of psychiatry. He's apparently, he says, he prevented the return of the lobotomy as a psychiatric treatment in the early 70s. And he discusses in his latest book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators. We are the prey. And he said, they go on in this article, there is no doubt anymore that we are in the biggest and most effective propaganda war in the history of the world. Nothing even comes close. As a result, a mass psychosis has developed where many normally rational people have completely lost their capacity to reason. You can show them reams of solid, indisputable information and they will simply refuse to believe any of it. What's at the heart of this? Mass psychosis. And then Bregan goes on. It's extremely, that's what a person wrote, and then here's what Bregan said about it. It's extremely important to get over this attempt to make us all helpless, obedient, and docile. We have to know who are the masters driving this. On the other hand, we have to understand the mechanisms for this manipulation. It's a subtle reign of terror. We're looking at a revolution against us that wants to make us feel helpless like children. Now see, I've said this many times on this program and elsewhere. The leftists are like kids. They're like kids throwing temper tantrums no matter what it is. If you want to understand leftism, there's two ways to look at it. From the mind of a deranged lunatic, a serial killer, because they're psychotic, or from a temper tantrum throwing three-year-old. Those are the two ways to look at leftists. And what the people who manipulate leftists hate, they hate us. You want to know why? One simple little reason, and I just gave you the word. You have the ability to reason. You look at things pragmatically. You don't take things at initial value. For example, you don't see a black person and think they're stupid and vote Democrat. Because some of us are actually smart and wouldn't do that. So you don't make a snap judgment on somebody for being gay. You don't even wonder, are you gay? You just meet people and you take them at face value, pardon the pun, particularly when we're talking about recognizing minorities. But you know what I'm telling you? Don't try to play games with me on my show. So this guy is explaining. They want you to be helpless. They want you to feel fear and scared. What is it that makes your kid obedient to you up until the point of puberty? You want to know what it is? They know you're a protector. They reach puberty, and you know what they think?
That voice drops, you're like, I can take care of myself, Dad. Yeah, man, I'm good, yeah, whatever.
Girls get their little, tatas or whatever, and they're like, I'm a girl, I'm a woman, I ain't a woman, hear me roar. They get all hell and ready on you. They're ready to go into adulthood. They no longer need your protection. They don't feel helpless. Their minds, though they haven't developed fully, they have developed enough to understand they are going through this transition. And they no longer want to feel like children. I mean, that's what coming out of puberty means. I don't want to feel like a child. I'm a grown up. The biggest thing I tell my youngest son all the time, I'm like, look, dude, you've gone through puberty. You're well on the other side of it now. You know, he's about to be 15. I'm going, you need to give up these childish ways. You need to start. The Bible talks about it. When you're a child, you acted like a child. If you're a man, act like a man. Give up your childish ways. I ain't going to get all, Philippians 4:13 on you. Start giving you scripture. But you know what I'm talking about. Somebody give me a robe. Need a handkerchief, man. Starting to preach. Anyway. He says, in psychotherapy, we often see people who have been terribly abused by their parents, but they cannot face it. They can't identify it as evil. We can't bear to think there are people out there to harm us and manipulate us. You can't bear to think there are people different from us, people who actually take pleasure from injury and domination. So I want to identify first who these people are. Who's doing this to us? He's not even asking you, is it Pelosi? Is it Soros? Whatever. He's giving you the pathology of a person who would dare try to manipulate you in this way. So he says, it's time to face it, to get rid of the idea that this is a chance or that it's crazy or it's bizarre, that it makes no sense. He says, how does it make sense that they're absolutely ignoring the fact in America we now have over 14,000 reports of deaths from this Wu flu vaccine, he calls it COVID, and no one is investigating it? No one is doing anything. In the years before this, if a vaccine had more than 20 or 30 deaths, and certainly over 100, it would be a catastrophe. Now, I'll let you stew on that for just a second to understand that I'm not in the medical field. I don't do research studies and clinical trials. But I'll tell you this. You tell me that that something you're going to give me is kill somebody, I'm taking pause. I don't care if it's one person. But it's a statistical thing, right? Kevin, we've given it to a million people and one person died. Have you studied what was going on? We're looking into that. Were there underlying issues with this person? Were they going to die statistically anyway? With a million people studying, you know, that you're studying, the likelihood of somebody dying of something unrelated to your study is pretty good. I might dismiss it. If you tell me it was 20 people in a million, I might go, you know how many of them would die of natural causes in any given time. There's data for all this stuff, folks. But when you tell me 14,000 of a million died, now you got my attention. I want to know, what did they have in common? This is like an investigative thing. If you watch enough cop shows, I don't have to tell you, is a serial killer. You know what's funny, Kev? In 12,000 of the 14,000, they had sickle cell. Well, you're telling me it attacked somebody, probably a person of color, because sickle cell is something that happens mostly in the black community. That it would at least help you narrow down the reason, you know, the motive, right? The motive of the crime when the detectives are looking for something. Why did they do it? Was it random or did it specify something? That's why you want research. They don't want to research this. Why would you not want to research something that has bona fide deaths? It's got bona fide other side effects that are not, like I said, flaky skin and a little bit of hair loss. We're talking about heart enlargement, blood clots, things that can eventually and do kill people. But they go, let's not talk about it. So he says, now we have a vaccine that has more deaths than all other vaccines combined. How can we ignore that? On the other hand, we get all these huge, falsely inflated numbers of deaths from COVID-19. So we're looking at this situation and asking, is that crazy? This is Dr. Peter Breggin. You can go look this up for yourself, saying what I said based on nothing more than common sense. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Manipulation is evil. I mean, I'm sure there are times you want to manipulate somebody for good. There's always a yin and a yang of everything. But typically speaking, manipulation is evil. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Talking about Dr. Breggin. He explains manipulation and who's behind it when it comes to the Wu flu. In this particular case, this manipulation is far worse than evil. Evil is not a word to describe it. It's far worse. People's lives are being toyed with. They are pawns in this evil globalist game to make everybody afraid, to make everybody believe that government is a salvation. And see, the only thing stopping that is Americans understand it. Americans say no. What's the salvation is the individual. All individuals collectively deciding, unmanipulated, for the greater good. That is the formation of America. That is the God-given spirit of this country that makes it separate from anything else. And I'm not trying to say God doesn't watch out for everybody. That's not the thing here. I'm saying that God, there's a special place in God's heart for America, and we do a really good job of making sure that we don't abuse that. We're the only country, in my opinion, who doesn't abuse it and who would not abuse that kind of power. But we're losing that because we have people who want to manipulate. But people are waking up. And as I said, and I'm going to showcase this in the next hour. I'm going to talk more about these people who are coming to this conclusion and why it's vexing the left so much that they can't do it, man. They're a hair away from everything they need to accomplish this, folks. They're a hair away from getting your guns. They're a hair away from making you say what you want, you know, what they want you to say, to manipulate you where you won't even speak truth anymore. You won't put a bumper sticker on. You won't post on your social media sites. You will be quiet. And they're a hair away from making you self-imprison, self-lockdown over nonsense. They're this close. And they can't quite figure out what it takes to get it over the edge. And you know why they can't? Because they don't understand you. They think they've got you. They think that it's all about power. They can impose that power on you. I've said this many times. You push me against the wall, your movie's over. And what I mean by that is, if you're the bad guy and I'm following you, I'm part of the gang, and our credo is we don't kill women and children. Now, I'm just using this as an example. And then I learned that we killed a woman and child, breaking our code because the leader decided that, you know, it was going to benefit him or something like that. He's deader than disco. I wouldn't even think about it. I'm too principled to say, oh, okay, I'm going to look the other way. I think about Malcolm X and when he was battling with Elijah Muhammad. And Elijah Muhammad was making him out to be the bad guy. Elijah Muhammad's out fathering all these babies by these girls. I mean, he's breaking all the rules of his Muslim thing, and he's rationalizing it and then making Malcolm the scapegoat. Let me tell you, they might have taken me out, but Elijah would have been gone. It's funny, I had a buddy of mine, he stayed with me for a few weeks, and we were watching shows, and I was like, man, this movie would be over. The minute that you think you can intimidate me, the minute that you I will follow. If where things are going great and you appear to know what you're doing as a leader, I will follow you. Even if you make a mistake as a leader, I will follow you if you're willing to admit that mistake and say, hey, I screwed up. But the minute you try to intimidate me into believing that I better follow you no matter what, case closed. You're no longer my leader. I don't have any respect. And I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm not going to be afraid. And I know exactly where it comes from. And, you know, I'll get into it another time. But it was when I was in the second grade. I'll tell you the story another time. But because it is a powerful story that you should probably let your teenage kids listen to. When did I come to this conclusion that I don't have to listen to you? I can have a respect for you, and I can choose to listen to you, but I can't be forced to do it. Anyway, going back to Dr. Breggin, he's talking about, he says this. It makes perfect sense. If you're trying to intimidate and overwhelm a population, you exaggerate the danger. You take a flu-like illness that's safer than the flu in terms of how it spares children and young adults and attacks people my age. He said, and I'm 85. This is the guy saying this. I'm 85. It's killing people who are already past their predicted lifespan. So you take this relatively benign epidemic and make it into a horror show by exaggerating everything. I don't need to tell you how many shows I've done, how many articles I've written about the exaggeration. And I got a letter from a lady saying, you wrote an article that said that the human body is better at figuring out what to do with the disease. And I'm going, and she says, she had respect for me up until this point. I'm going to talk about it next hour. But let me tell you something. If you don't believe that your body is better at fighting off disease, that the human body is better at fighting off disease, that's moronic. How do you think man evolved? What did we do before we ever had a hospital? And I don't care what the deadly disease was. Take the deadliest of diseases. When man formed and we didn't have the type of medicine we have, how did we survive? Now, if you can't figure that out, that the human body figures out, I don't care how dreaded the disease is, it kills 99% of the people, but it doesn't kill 1%. And you know what happens to that 1%? They build antibodies. And then that dreaded disease goes away. There were very benign diseases, bacteria, that would kill people back in the day that are completely rendered harmless now because somebody survived it. We learned how to do the antibodies or whatever, and that's the end of it. So it's either going to be found in nature or and probably because of you, a human trial person, you know, and I'm talking about Ebola, Hantavirus, all of them, the most deadly pathogens. Somebody can survive it. And when they do, we take those antibodies and we manipulate them and then we give them to the people who may not survive. That's how it works. Anyway, it goes on. These are the people writing this article. I'm not talking about Dr. Bregan now. They say, question must be asked, why are healthcare leaders ignoring COVID jab injuries and deaths? They don't want anyone to use early treatment. They've done everything in their power to dismiss and vilify any of the potential treatments from vitamin D to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Western countries that have been icons of freedom and liberty are being hit hardest by the pandemic and put under the harshest countermeasures. The risk of dying is less than 0.5% for all but the very old who have comorbidities. Vaccine makers have no financial liability for vaccine injuries and deaths. This is in a chart. Governments started out enticing people to get the experimental shot using a variety of bribes, then moved to forcing the shots, then using threats such as loss of employment, higher health insurance rates, loss of travel privileges, loss of rights to health care in general, and more. The PCR test cannot be used to diagnose COVID-19. The FDA recalled the Inova antigen rapid test in mid-June 2021. CDC's withdrawn the FDA's emergency use of authorization of the CDC's 2019 novel coronavirus, the nCoV, real-time RT-PCR diagnosis panel as of December 2021 due to its inaccuracy. The tests don't even tell you. He says, what do these facts taken all together tell you? Well, according to Bregan, the spike protein is a spearhead of an assault on humanity. It has nothing to do with COVID-19 whatsoever, but is planned through COVID-19 in order to vastly increase the wealth of numerous institutions and individuals, many of them unfortunately originating from America, who are working in collaboration with the communist folks. Let me just stop here and tell you this. Are you going to be surprised to learn, and I'm not saying that it is true, I believe it would be, certainly everything indicates that it is, but would it surprise you to learn that there are leftists who are partnered with the Chinese in what has happened, and they are making money hand over fist and laughing all the way to the bank as you get more fear, you get more paranoid, and you know, lockdown, etc. Would it surprise you to learn that somebody's working in coordination with somebody else to do this to you? Because I'm going to tell you this. It wouldn't surprise me in the least. So it's a manipulation. And look, I don't know Dr. Bregan. I don't know whether he's a quack or whatever. But I'll tell you this. I don't believe him to be a quack because my common sense, and so is yours, your common sense meter,
is going off on all the things that we've been talking about now for 19 months. There are no surprises here. Now, we're going to go into the potential for cancer. Just saw a study on this when we go into the next hour. But I want you to forget about Wu Flu. Think about this in the context of everything that's going on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.